In the real world, debits don't equal credits. That's one of my favorite axioms from my mentor, Ron Baker, one of my favorite thought leaders in my industry. In the real world, debits don't equal credits. What that means is accountants are formally trained that every transaction has a debit and a credit and is perfectly balanced. In other words, I make an expenditure, my expenses go up, they get debited, my bank goes down, it gets credited, and everything is perfectly balanced. That is a zero-sum science. That means that everything that you do has a balanced opposite effect. For there to be a gain on one side, somebody has to lose on the other side. And while that works really well for a science like accounting, which is reporting the past and reporting the reality of money or valuing money, in life it doesn't quite translate that way. In the real world, debits don't equal credits because, for example, my grass, okay, I'm here in my backyard, I pay someone $200 a month to come and cut my grass. Now, I prefer to pay $200 and not have to spend the time cutting my grass. My time spent doing something else with my family, doing work, whatever, is worth more to me than the $200. That's not a balanced transaction. My landscaper is glad to cut my grass. He prefers to cut my grass over the alternative, whatever his alternative might be. You know, maybe he would do something else for a living or work with another client or whatever. They prefer to cut my grass or to cut my grass and get the $200 over the alternative. So it is possible for both of us to gain on the same transaction. The same $200 are being transferred from one side to the other, and we both win. My landscaper is profitable somehow, right? I hope he is. And I am profitable because I did something else with my time that was worth more to me. Maybe I did something more monetarily valuable. Maybe I made more than whatever I would have made cutting my grass. Or maybe it's just a feeling in my heart or in my mind of what the value of my time is. Regardless, we both are thankful. We both say thank you to each other, and we have a non-zero-sum double thank you moment where both parties are glad, happy, and ecstatic to conduct business. And life is not a zero-sum mentality. Hopefully, we're going through life doing all sorts of transactions like that, where we're always thankful for what we're buying, and the person that's selling a product or service to us is always thankful for our money. And that's a great way to see the world. That translates into the mentality of abundance, right? Where you think that what you're doing as a service professional is worth more than whatever you think is worth. And that's just a really important thing, because when we have a zero-sum mentality or a mentality of scarcity, we will place a value on our services based on our own perception. And we will project on our clients what they think our service is worth. And we will project that when they're paying us, they lose, and how much of that they're gonna lose. And because we're decent human beings, that we have empathy, unfortunately, this zero-sum mentality will lead us to believe that we might be too expensive by providing a service because we think our customer thinks it's too expensive. I mean, my landscaper could have quoted me $250, $300. I don't know what the threshold is. At some point, I probably would have said no and looked for something else. But he doesn't know how much my time is worth not to cut my grass. He doesn't know how much I value somebody cutting my grass in my behalf. Whatever price he gave me was his determination of what I'm willing to pay. And unfortunately, and I'm not saying that was a zero-sum mentality, but unfortunately, especially with service professionals, we go around, and myself included, I find myself correcting that behavior all the time, go around trying to assume what our clients think our services are worth. Or even worse, we don't communicate the potential value that we can provide to a customer. I mean, there's a lot of social media postings that say you need to value yourself, or you need to price what you're worth. And they're talking to the service provider specifically. And I think that's good, and it's kind of in line with what we're talking about, unfortunately, it's kind of wrong, because it is the customer that ultimately determines the value of your services. It is the customer that is the ultimate judge of the quality. And it is the customer, the one that will determine whether or not they pay too much or too little at the end when the service is provided and the results are rendered. So you, as the service professional, you have all the control. You're the supply. Supply side is unlimited. You have all the control over delivering quality, delivering value, going above and beyond, serving your clients, satisfying them, exceeding those expectations. So as a service provider, you have control over that. And you also have control over setting the price of what your services are worth before you start. And if you have an abundance mentality yourself as a service professional, you will price better. I guarantee that. But then over time, as the customers that don't value your services, you don't take because maybe they can't afford you, or maybe they have a scarcity mentality and not the opposite, right? An abundance mentality would be the opposite. You want to attract them, and then little by little, you will wean and move towards customers that think like you do with the abundance mentality. Abundance mentality means that you don't look for retribution and justification for everything that you do, that you don't believe that everything you do has a finite number of resources. Yes, time is finite, right? We all know that we have a limited time on earth. That will probably be the only real finite resource. Yeah, some people can argue gold is finite and oil is finite and diamonds are finite, sure, but that's in a macro level. In a micro level, you may run out of money today, but you can make money tomorrow. So the problem with hanging on and hoarding all of our immediate resources with this scarcity mentality is that it will translate to the quality of your work, and it will translate to the type of client that you get, and it will translate on the price that you can charge, and ultimately it will affect the quality and the value you can provide to your clients. So when I heard that statement, and I painted this story on my head in terms of, do I want to walk around thinking of scarcity, of zero sum, one person gains, the other person wins? Or do I want to walk around thinking and believing that everything that I do can come back to me eventually, but doesn't have to come back to me immediately? That if I work hard and I pour my heart and soul into every client, every transaction that I do, and I work really hard at building a brand that's around this abundance mentality, I will attract those type of clients. And the more abundance mentality type of clients you attract, the more you can raise your prices, and the more you're gonna have to spend time in yourself, invest in yourself, and give it back to your client with higher value. So in the real world, debits don't equal credits, because it is possible for you to give and get at the same time, even if you're not getting it immediately. It is possible to charge a lot of money for a service and the client think that it was a bargain, right? Because you don't know what they're thinking, you only know what you're thinking. So by communicating your philosophy of value, your philosophy, just whether you have an abundance or of scarcity mentality, by saying it, by repeating it, by talking about it, you will which happened to me, come to the conclusion that you prefer to be of that mindset, that you prefer to think that it is very, very possible to become rich by making other people richer. And that's kind of what the concept. And I think a great accountant will be a great accountant with debits and credits at work, and it will be a horrible accountant out in the real world, not thinking of zero sum. You know, thinking that there is value beyond the immediate things that you can see and count and account for immediately. So again, I would love to know what you think about this topic, if it helped you, or if you have another thought about it, maybe you agree or disagree, let me know in your comments.